Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
That's a piece of music from Sean on his harmonica. He's a young red folky who plays traditional English and Irish music on harmonicas, Irish flute, whistles, etc. And he sings as well, and he sent that in, and I thought it was really nice. So we've started a podcast with that. Thanks a lot, Sean. So this podcast is brought to you from Old Trafford around the Premier League game with Newcastle United. It's brought to you by Improve Easy. Improve Easy are helping United fans across the country save money on their energy bills by installing home improvement measures such as free solar panels, free boilers and free insulation. All you need to do is text the word EASY to 60777 to see if you qualify. That's text the word EASY, E-A-S-Y, to 60777. Why not give it a go? There's government funds you might be missing out.
Manchester United 3, Newcastle United 2. Wahey! It's nice to be talking after a win. And everyone's buzzing. Enjoyed that a lot, it was much needed. Good atmosphere, even before the game. Good start to the game, Manchester United went ahead. Young players scoring goals, great to see. Cobbing, Ahmad, and Hoyland as soon as he came on, and the crowd singing for Ahmad, which is a really good thing. Yeah, I can see on pitch side now Erik ten Hag's walking on out towards the centre circle, long thin legs with his tight pants on, and most of the crowd have stayed behind. The Newcastle United fans to the right are singing. Erik ten Hag's staff are now walking out to the centre pitch and being applauded. It helps that we've won. Newcastle fans really loud, to be fair, weren't they? Really loud. And that is the Reds. Listen to this. When we win the FA Cup, listen to this. Now we're talking. We're on the march with Ten Hag's army. Oh, this is a bit of light. A really difficult season, and the season's still on, the season's not finished. United could finish in a European place or via a league finish. Tonight certainly helped there, but Chelsea did win, or they were winning a few minutes ago. And the Newcastle United players are walking in front of me, and as they go, so as the Newcastle lot walk to their dressing rooms, Stretford Andy's singing, "You've seen United, now fuck off home." Birmingham. So it's good to beat Newcastle United after the two defeats this season. Even last season they were excellent at Old Trafford. it's good to hear the ground loud and proud. So it was a good performance. Casemiro made some key moments at the start of the season. Key moments at the start of the game, sorry. They're singing "You Scouse Bastard." Who are you singing that to?
Anthony.
Oh, yeah, of course, Anthony Gordon. I couldn't see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, he is.
He
is Scouse. So. Put my bag down. Listen to this. Big cheer when it said Erik ten Hag is going to speak. He wants to thank us all. You've been brilliant support throughout the season. You hear the clap for that? You hear that? Wasn't an easy season. One thing remained constant, and that's the backing of you for the team. This season's not over yet. We're going for 3 points against Brighton, and then we're going to Wembley. Saying we're going to give everything to win the cup and bring it to our travel. You know, I would have liked to have seen more of this from the manager. This is what you want. With David May, what did you make of that, David?
Yeah, good. A lot of positive things. Obviously, the three goals was positive. Some good performances. Got the young kids again were outstanding. Ahmad, breath of fresh air, and Colby just keeps getting better and better. Great to see Bruno back. Thought he ran the show. Great performance.
What do you like about some of the young lads? What did he do well? What does Colby do well?
Plays it simple, keeps the ball really well. He protects the ball well, protects the back four. And his vision, his awareness of people around him. I wouldn't put him in the same mould as Scholesy, but he just seems to have eyes in the back of the head at times, and you're like, wow. And he just plays a simple ball. But a lot of that is something that, you know, he's learnt off the United way, coming through the youth and making sure that, you know, you keep the ball. But yeah, another unbelievable performance by him. Great goal as well.
And Ahmad, who does he remind you of?
Hey, tell you, I shouted up there, a little Messi.
Lionel Messi.
Honestly, God, I mean, don't compare them both together, but when I said it, his footwork, his left foot, it's like the ball sticks to it like glue. And listen, he's a million miles away from Messi because he was like the best in the world. But do you know what? It just the way he turns and because he's low centre of gravity, he turned Dan Burns in the middle of the pitch. He didn't have a clue where they were going. But yeah, I mean, I just love players taking on players. Wingers taking on on fullbacks. And that's what he does. He's a nightmare to play against because he can come inside and he can come out and he can go outside as well. And he has no fear. He'll take a tackle, he'll get back up. It's brilliant to see.
Rasmus Højlund came on, scored quickly. He needed that, didn't he?
He needed that massively. And do you know what?
Good finish.
Yeah, it was a great finish. It really, really was. Set up by Bruno. But do you know what? He still had a lot to do. Still had a lot to do, and it was a great finish. I felt sorry for him this season because some of the service he's got as a centre-forward has been very, very limited. And, you know, to play up there as a Manchester United player is a difficult position. You know, I always remember playing with Sparky, Mark Hughes. You could play the ball up to him and he'd stick and he'd bring people in. Rasmus has to bring that into his game. You know, when the ball does go up to him, he's got to make it stick. He's got to be physical. But he's only young, and he'll learn so much from this season going into next season.
Lisandro Martinez came back tonight. We've just seen Rafael Varane on the pitch.
Yeah.
We don't think he's going to play again this season. What happens now in terms of the defence? You're assuming that you keep Johnny there and play Martinez alongside him, or keep Casemiro there? It's going to be difficult for Casemiro against Manchester City, no?
Yes, it would be. It would be. You know, I would sincerely hope that those minutes he got tonight will take him into the Brighton game. And if he gets through that, obviously, he will play in the final. He's been a massive miss. I mean, he's only played 3 full games in all season, 390 minutes. I mean, it must have been a nightmare season for him. Well, it has been a nightmare season for him, but for him personally as well, because the season before he was outstanding and he wanted to build on that. Do you know what? He's got a cup final to look forward to, and he's the type of player that we need at this club. He's absolutely brilliant. He is. He dictates the play. He's nasty. He's aggressive, but he can also play football as well.
There's quite a good energy and good vibe at the end when Erik ten Hag spoke to the crowd. I sense it's because it was a win and we've not seen enough of them. But I sense a genuine willing for him to do well. And even when he spoke, he was far more motivated and he was quite impassioned, wasn't he?
Do you know what, Andy? When it went strange, because when I was stood here, touchline, and the lads are walking around the pitch, the noise, it still brings airs on my neck standing up, because it's brilliant. These fans are the best in the world. I'm telling you that now, bar none. They're unbelievable. The away fans are brilliant, but the home fans, you know, the red army in the corner there singing constantly, absolutely brilliant. And you know, singing Ahmad as well, what boost that is for him, instead of going on about other songs. You know, the lad's done brilliant, scored a great goal. And, you know, the United fans are singing his name. He must be 10 feet tall. Absolutely brilliant.
The lad in front of us is not 10 feet tall. He's Garnacho. He's playing with his mates.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. They must be buzzing off it, mustn't he?
Oh,
a couple of lads from Madrid.
I mean, another one. Had a great season.
He has.
He really has. He's matured. And you know what? If we were talking about Højlund earlier on, if he progresses the same as way as he has, because he was... rash, he was in and out of form. But this season he's kicked on again, and Rasmus will do that again. Great performance tonight by the lads.
Finally, Amrabat's left it late, but he's had 2 decent games.
Done really
and,
well.
You know, he's only got 2 more games before he leaves.
I mean, he's the type of player that he gives 100% all the time. And do you know what? Sometimes that's been lacking by a lot of the players, or it seems that way. But whenever he's come in, you know, gets about the pitch. 2 or 3 challenges tonight in the this end of Stretford end. Made one brilliant block when it was 3v1. It's time for change, isn't it? And you know, Ineos coming in, all those other lads coming in to get this club moving forward again. It's just positive, isn't it?
I hope so.
It's just great to see.
I hope so. And hope to see you soon.
Maybe.
Are you playing hard to get?
Never.
Thank you. It's 10:10 and I'm leaving Old Trafford for the final time of this season. A disappointing season. A season where United have been defeated 9 times at home. And that's once a month, isn't it? And some of them defeats have been, was there any worse than Galatasaray? That was a shocker. Cost us European, getting out of the Champions League group, went out of Europe early. Fulham, that was another stinker, wasn't it? Palace, that was another one. There's been a few of them. So, even though, when did the game finish? 2.5 hours ago. People just walking back to the cars now are staff. And I enjoyed tonight. It was a good game. Good performance. Good goals. Youthful players. Doing well.
decent atmosphere, and we need that ahead of the FA Cup. We might get into Europe if we beat Brighton and Chelsea don't get Newcastle don't get a result at Brentford or don't win. But really, 57 points after 37 matches is really poor. And Ten Hag, as we saw at the start of this podcast, he knows that. He was good, he was pretty passionate. I thought he was decent when he was talking. And before the game, I spoke to a Dutch journalist in Manchester who's from a very well-respected outlet, and he's come to the city to talk about Ten Hag.
Hi, this is Steven Verspert. I'm a sports journalist for a daily Dutch newspaper, NRC Handelsblad, based in Amsterdam.
What's the mood around Erik ten Hag? And have I pronounced that correctly? What's the mood around him in the Netherlands?
He did very good. It's Erik ten Hag. The mood is that a lot of people in the Netherlands think he will not be able to continue at Manchester United because his position is very difficult. But people also know he did very good at Ajax, he did very good at FC Utrecht. So, it's a little bit far from us for what's happening in Manchester. But everybody sees the results. The football is not good. He's under pressure. So I think the most of the football fans in the Netherlands think he will be fired at the end of the season.
What did people think of him as a personality?
Very good, very straight guy. He's one of the top coaches in the Netherlands, top managers, because of what he did at Ajax, semi-finals Champions League and almost the final in 2019. So this is incredible for Dutch modern football. He's very high rated in the Netherlands. He was also one of the names that was a possibility for the head coach for the Dutch national team. So, he's a very he's also at Ajax at the moment. They're also looking for a coach, and his name is going around for if he might leave Manchester United, Ajax would be very happy to take him back, but now they're looking for another coach, so that's also
What about Mitchell, his assistant? He was a coach himself in Holland, wasn't he?
That's right, yes. I don't know him that good, but he did very good at Excelsior, a small club in Rotterdam. So he was also, I think, working at Ajax as
with Erik, are people following him from Holland? They're following his fortunes because of his nationality.
Yes, of course. Manchester United is very popular in the Netherlands. It's rated as the biggest club in England. So we are very excited about what happens at Manchester United, and we of course follow also the Anthony case. Because he played at Ajax, and Martinez, of course, and Andre Onana, all Ajax, former Ajax players,
and they were all great for Ajax, all of them. Totally great. That's why they earned the move. Yeah,
of course, yes. So Onana was very popular in the Netherlands, top keeper. He played in the Champions League season when they reached the semi-finals. So, and Martinez also was a really really good defender in the Netherlands. Anthony was a top player in the Dutch league, so that's what made it more easy for him. People were surprised that Manchester United almost paid 100 million for him. So, we followed them really intense.
We just don't know what's going to happen, which is why you're here in Manchester to talk to different people. Well, thanks for coming to Manchester and doing proper journalism and speaking to real people. You're going to go to the game later?
I will be
around speaking
around
to people,
Old Trafford,
gauging the
speaking
mood.
To people. Yeah.
sat with Stephen. Quite interesting on the Dutch view on Erik ten Hag. I don't know what's going to happen there. I see people obviously speculating. I don't know the answer. I don't think the decision's been made. If it has, I'm certainly not privy to it. I see people saying X is coming in, Y is coming in. I'm like, I don't really believe you. Did you know that? There's a lot of balance of probability stuff out there as well. Looks quite beautiful, actually, Old Trafford now. It's a still May night. And Brighton is next. Thanks for listening. Thanks to everybody who bought United We Stand. When it started raining before the game, I thought, oh no, not again. But we did really well, and I appreciate all your support. But all the lads do as well. So thanks for that. Until the next podcast from Brighton. Good night.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.